Streets of Gold, heard on great stations like
Alive 105, KDKQ, in Wichita, Kansas on Sundays.
Word Radio, WSEW in Sanford, Maine on Saturday afternoons. Now, for a complete list, visit our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. We're talking February birthdays today on the program. And now, an artist who I had the privilege to do a phone interview a while back, Matthew Ward, celebrates his birthday on the 15th. He teamed up with two sisters, Annie and Nellie, and they formed the Second Chapter of Acts. Now, this was two decades before releasing many solo albums. These people have been in it a long time. Here's a song which fits right into the month of February, the love month.
Woo-woo.
Or should I say the love month? A song about God matching up a husband and a wife. Perfect union on Streets of Gold.
There's a love that lasts a lifetime. Love between man and wife. Love so strong it goes beyond our reason. It flows from God above. A perfect union.
to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Put on your Sunday best, put on your Sunday best. Birds from the sky. I can't wait to be held in his arms, see the glimmer in his eyes. Tell me how it's gonna be, read it from the Bible again. I can't wait to see Jesus, 'cause Jesus is coming again. What they mean when they sound. I can't wait to cast off my burdens and feel my feet leave the ground. Tell me how it's gonna be. Read it from the Bible again. I can't wait to see Jesus, 'cause Jesus is coming again. Wait to see heaven and to walk those streets of gold. I can't wait to check into my mansion and get my sleeping bag and roll. Tell me how it's gonna be, read it from the Bible again. I can't wait to see Jesus, 'cause Jesus is coming.
Streets of Gold with a guy whom today makes his home in Smyrna, Georgia. Pat Terry and Song About Christ's Return. I can't wait. Pat celebrates his birthday on the 17th.
Moving now to the 21st, here is Billy Gaines teaming up with wife Sarah for Always Triumphant on Streets of Gold.
Joseph saw himself as a ruler in his dreams. His brother sold him as a slave, never more to be seen. They did not understand he'd rule in Egypt land, and in the time of famine he'd save them all by his hand. What they meant for evil, God meant for good. This lesson Joseph finally understood. And so with us now, the things that God allows will turn into our triumph somehow. Somehow. 'Cause we're always triumphant, always victorious. Though the storms of life may say that hope is gone. Always triumphant, always victorious. When our faith is anchored to the cornerstone. And even in the final day of our last breath, we'll receive eternal life that conquers death. We're always triumphant, we're always victorious. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. Jesus
Jesus came to earth to destroy the works of sin. When soldiers nailed him to the cross, it seemed that evil would win. Satan did not know he'd be dealt a deadly blow. For in 3 days Christ rose again to pay the debt that we owe. What they did in hatred, God's love forgave. And through what seemed a loss, our souls were saved. And so with us now, the things that God allows will turn into our triumph somehow. Somehow. 'Cause we're always triumphant, always victorious. Though the storms of life may say that hope is gone. Always triumphant, always victorious. Always triumphant, always victorious. Though the storms of life may say that hope is gone. Always triumphant, always victorious. When our faith is anchored to the cornerstone. And even in the final day of our last breath, we'll receive eternal life that conquers death. 'Cause we're always triumphant, always victorious. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph.
Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph.
Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph.
As deep as it is wide. You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. And words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts.
Jeff Moore teaming up with his good friend Stephen Curtis Chapman, Listen to Our Hearts on Streets of Gold. Jeff, by the way, born on February 22nd, 1961. So you do the math and you can figure out how old that dude is.
It's Larry and Lauren. 1 hour done. Another hour of birthdays plus our top five flashbacks.